Hello guys, what's up? I hope that you all will be fine and doing great with your families and just taking the vaccine for the virus. Still it is here, still it's not going anywhere. Like we are being told that take the vaccine and take the vaccine. Before some time it was like they were just protecting us from the virus and just keeping us in the homes. And there was like very, very bad for so many people and for me as well. And now they are just telling us to take the vaccine because they are not leaving us anywhere and they are just like forcing us to take that vaccine. So okay, I hope that you also have got the vaccine and now you're safe with your families and happily living with them, I hope. And I'm really sorry for being that much late, for not uploading any episode on my podcast. And today I just came here and to give my review about the novel Alchemist, as I promised with you all guys that I will give my own review about this novel. So today I'm here with the review, and I will not say that much thing about this because I just wanted to upload an episode about this novel, and I have not prepared myself that much. I have not written anything with me. I'm just sitting in the corner of a room and just talking and just recording this episode on my phone, so there is nothing with me. I'm just talking with myself and by myself. So if I will be incorrect in some points, so forgive me and forbear or something like that. What is that called? So okay, and the one thing I want to tell you all guys is don't just listen this. Maybe you should listen because this is my review, so that's why you guys need to listen this, okay? Don't just be with the reviews of a books, and don't just only listen the reviews and just read the reviews. Also read the books and novels as well. And sorry. So you guys need to read this novel. It's very interesting. It's very, very, very motivating and inspiring book at the same time. So you guys just give it a try and read it. It's very simple and it's very easy and it's very short. You can read it in no time. So that's how you will also start reading the novels as well. So okay, it's Azan here, so I'm gonna stop, and after Azan I will start recording. Okay, so I was starting to talk about the review of the Alchemist book. So as I said, it's very simple book. Its story is very simple. It's very simple to follow the story. There is nothing that much hard that a person will not be able to understand. So you guys can understand, even a kid can understand this. I think not a kid can understand this because there are some words and some sentences that you need to understand, that you need to think about, and there is so many quotes that I really like and that I also wanted to memorize all of that, but it was a bit hard for me to memorize that. So just read the book and then you will get each and everything. So what about my review, like what I wanted to tell you all guys about this? I just want to just bring that in a short story type of thing. So this story is about a boy whose name is Santiago. As I said, this is inspiring book. This is motivating book. That's really nice book. So the story is about a boy whose name is Santiago, and he's a shepherd, and he sleeps in an abandoned church. So the whole thing is about this church, okay? He is sleeping in an abandoned church, and then he dreams about the treasure in the pyramids. I think the pyramids of Egypt, or I forgot about that, like where the pyramids are. They're, I think, in Egypt. Okay, but I'm not sure about this. You guys need to search this, like where are the pyramids. So he is dreaming of a treasure beneath the pyramids, and in the dream he just think like he should dig over there and then he can find that treasure. And he also just talks with other people as well about his dream. There is an old man and an old lady with whom he talks about his dream, and he just say and he just tell and ask them to interpret his dream. So well, the story comes to that old man when old man is interpreting his dream. So that old man just says so many things and just says so many amazing things. Just focus on that as well while you're reading that. And another thing, then he starts to pursue his dream, and there is also some other things with the story, like a girl, and he he was just selling something of his sheep and something like that to a merchant, and he also think about the merchant's daughter as well, like having some sorts of love with her as well. So that just goes with the story. So the main story is about the treasure, like how he finds the treasure, and then he goes behind that treasure, like goes to another country, and there he comes across with very bad type of situation, like all of his money, a thief just steal all of his money from him, and he become very very sad, and he says that he should go to his own place and should do the shepherding like that, and should not pursue his dream. So he becomes very very sad, and there he finds a person, and he just goes to that shop, and he works over there, he earns some money, and again he just pursue his dream, he just go behind his dream, and again he's just going in a desert, and there in a desert there is a fight between the two tribes, and you guys will read this and then you will understand like how that fight was. And then they stay over there, and he just see a girl whose name is Fatima, and the writer described that girl so much beautifully, even I just fell in love with that girl Fatima. So that was like really amazing, especially the eyes that he's describing. So that was really amazing. And then he goes behind his dream, leaving Fatima behind, and he goes to that pyramids, and there he starts digging the treasure. And then the thieves arrives at that time again and steal all of his things, like whatever he had, they again steal all of that things. And one of the thieves tell him that you are so much mad that you came so much long, you came here because you had a dream of a treasure, that's why you came here. And then the thief starts talking, like he says that he also had a dream of a treasure in an abandoned church, and that thief is talking about a church in which Santiago used to sleep. And then Santiago just think with himself, like, I came here just to know that the treasure is in that church. And then he becomes so much happy, and he just went to that church. He just come to his own land and come to the church and just starts digging and just finds the treasure, and he becomes so much happy, and he just think that and he just says something like about Fatima. So this is the story, and this is the story of Alchemist. And in this story, you will be able, and you will love the story very much, because there is some other things as well with the story. Like I said, there is also a story of a merchant's daughter, and the thing, like he think about her, and again with the Fatima, like his love with the Fatima. So all these things also go with the story, and also the fight of a tribes when he's in the desert. So that also just comes with the story. So the story is not only about pursuing your dream, or pursuing Santiago pursuing his dream, and there is also many other things going with the story, which makes it very interesting. So that's all what I could say about the story, and that's all. As I said, I don't have anything with me, so that's why I will be like making so many mistakes if I made any mistake, because I have read this novel, so maybe sometime, maybe somewhere I'm wrong, but I'm sure that I'm not wrong anywhere, because I really love this story. I have read this novel so many times, for about 2 times, yeah. So that's why I hope I'm not wrong, and I'm sure I'm not wrong, not I'm hope, because if I say that I hope I'm not wrong, and then you will just say, oh, you're just talking wrongly about that story. So I'm sure I'm not wrong. That story was like that, and now you guys need to read this novel and need to enjoy this. I want you all guys, not need to enjoy this, but I want you guys to read this novel, and I'm sure, and I'm damn sure that you will love this novel and you will enjoy it very much. So that's all what I could say about the story, and take care of yourself, take care of your family. Thank you so much for listening, and if you're enjoying this show, if you're enjoying this podcast, so you guys can give me your review about the podcast, and you guys can just say anything to me about the podcast if I'm just committing so many mistakes, so you guys can tell me, because I'm a student and I'm learning by myself, and whatever I'm learning, I'm just sharing on the podcast. I'm just sharing with you all guys, and the thing that I'm learning from my own life and the thing that I'm reading and learning from someone else, I'm sharing all those things with you all guys. So I share my own thinkings. It's not like And I don't think that many people will agree with me. So you guys can have your own view. You guys can have your own thoughts. So you guys can share those thoughts with me by anything. Like you can share, you can send me your voice message using the link that will be in the description of this episode. And you guys can also send me your email using my email bookishmasood@gmail.com. So I'm bookish, okay? Like I really love books. So that's all. Thank you so much for listening again. Take care of yourself, take care of your family, and be a cause of smile in someone's face. Don't harm anyone so that no one may harm you, and love your family. Thanks a lot.